Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth from Time to BS. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I got something to tell you all today. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one simple place. Let me explain before we start the show. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or even your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one simple place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. So what are you waiting for? Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy the show. Thanks to our friends over at Lottering Watches for sponsoring Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIMETOBS at lottering.com for some sweet deals over on the website. That's time, the number two, and BS at lottering.com.
It's time to BS.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 155 of Time to BS Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smooth. Our top story to begin the day, if Godzilla were indeed real, he probably is, knock on wood, he'd produce an estimated 12,921,000 gallons of urine a day. That's completely unnecessary. I'm glad to get back to doing this. I've missed this so much. It's been over a month since the last time I've been able to do this. And I'm grateful to be able to do this once again. Because, quite frankly, this is like my comfort zone. This is what I love to do. I love to, you know, occupy my mind with shit that I love to do. And podcasting is one of them. I haven't been able to do that. For a multitude of reasons. One, in the personal realm, I started a new job recently. So, that's been a shit show and a half, to say the least. Good news, to say the least, that the new job has been great. It's been good to me. It's been good to, you know, my sanity, to say the least. And, quite frankly, I am awesome. It's been awesome, to say the least. I want to get back to recording tomorrow. Matt and Eric from 69 Whiskey Podcast is going to come on for the return episode of BS Sessions. I can't freaking wait for that. Cannot wait. Cannot wait, guys. If you have noticed across, you know, Twitter and Instagram, you have noticed the new logo, so that's awesome. That's great. It's neat little thing. Neat little thing, to say the least. But I do want to get back to recording 1 to 2 shows a week. You know, just to get my mind, you know, just get some thoughts out of my mind. And whether it's sports, whether it's music, whether it's life, whatever the fuck. So let's get right to it. I understand that Katy Perry may or may not have had a stroke recently. She either had a stroke on stage in Vegas or she's got a really, really, really bad lazy eye. I don't know what's going on with her, but if you look at the video of her on stage, by the way, I like Katy Perry. I do like her music. It's not terrible. It's not great. But it's, I do enjoy a Katy Perry song from time to time. Fireworks. Dark Horse? I can't remember. But you see the video and like one eye is completely shut. This chick had a stroke. That's concerning. Speaking of celebrities, Kanye West is at it again, folks. Kanye West is at it again. This time, he refuses to close his mouth with anti-Semitic comments. What'd you do? Why? First of all, okay. Kanye West's music is significantly better than the entirety of rap today. And that says a lot. Well, almost the entirety of rap today. Which is saying a lot considering rap is literally the number one music genre today. And I, my friends, am a gigantic old soul. But Kanye has lost billions of dollars worth of supporters and sponsors and businesses, whatever the hell, and decided to be a complete and total fucking moron and say that, like, I don't even want to repeat it, what he would say. Two reasons. One, it's disgusting. And two, I don't know off the top of my head. If I did remember, I still wouldn't repeat it. But people are saying, oh, Kanye's a genius. Kanye deserves all the support. Okay, first of all, you don't get all the support if you decide, hey, I'm going to be a moron and post complete hate towards the Jews or towards Jewish people. Like, fuck. I'm dark sometimes, but damn. That's just mean. Not only that, Kyrie Irving's at it, too. He defends Kanye West, his anti-Semitic comments, and literally retweets an article or video from Alex Jones, of all people, who supports anti-Semitic comments. Oh, Jesus. Oh, jeez. Kyrie, why? Why? You had to open your mouth. You had to. I am severely disappointed in you. You just had to open your freaking mouth. That's just bad. Not only did you decide to open your freaking mouth, you got your head coach fired. Now, granted, Steve Nash was going to get fired anyway, but at the same point, you're a fucking idiot. I don't understand why people defend Kyrie Irving, because he is a speaker for the stupid people. The stupid police refuses to go after Kyrie, and yet they'll go after fuck knows what. Speaking of sports and stupid decisions, Giselle Bundchen, or however the hell you pronounce her, last name, and Tom Brady divorced. Giselle stating that, retire or I'm done. Tom decided to continue playing football at 78 years old. First of all, okay, the Bucs are cooked. Tampa Bay is cooked. Unless if the Falcons completely, or the Saints completely collapse, Tampa is not winning this division. I don't know if they even make the playoffs. It's been that bad. Their defense has been god-awful. The offense has been okay. It's been literally okay, to say the least. It's just, it's so bad. But that's not the worst part. You chose football over your freaking marriage. You chose football over happiness. Marriage. Granted, I'm not the one to speak for eternal happiness. But, fuck damn! Like, okay, if I had the opportunity to choose between football, hockey, or marriage, I would say, okay, babe, we can watch football and hockey together. Problem solved. Right, babe? No? Okay, love you. In other news, Dan Campbell and the 1-6 Detroit Lions. How does Dan Campbell still have a job? I love the man to death, but fuck. How does he still have a job with Detroit? They really screwed up the Jim Caldwell situation. They fired him for Matt Patricia and Dan Campbell. Quite possibly one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. Jim Caldwell had a winning record with the Detroit Lions, and he still got fired. That says a lot. More news. Elon Musk's Twitter purchase has gone through. $44 billion of it. I don't know if it's... I think it's a good day. I think it's a decent week, to say the least. Twitter is toxic. Twitter is very toxic as hell. I find myself, you know, going on it strictly for news and there's just fuck knows what. I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's just there. I'm not addicted to Twitter whatsoever. I'll check it for news. But social media is a cancer, man. Social media is just cancerous. You seriously want to judge someone but just by the basis of their followers or likes on a post or whatever? That's saying a lot. But I'm getting off topic here. Elon Musk decided to also fire... that's not the funny part. The funny part is one of the people who he fired said, I have to go home to my husband and wife. Dude's a cuck who just got fired. Nah. Good for him, though. Good for him. Good for Elon. Taking over Twitter. Let's go. Social media is cancerous. Social media is a gigantic cancer. I understand the point of it. Every now and then I can understand that, hey, social media literally helps us keep track of our friends. You know, but at the same point, you have to do what's good for your brain. Okay, if you want to go on Instagram or Facebook or whatever the fuck, every now and then just to see, like, hey, how you doing, friend? Good to see you. Or you just get sucked into the ever, God knows what, realm or void, in this case, of just nonsense. And I've been slacking in terms of getting my head straight. I've been under a lot of stress. Like I said, the new job, just stressful, but it's been help, but it's been great. Not recording the podcast certainly has been, has taken a toll because I love doing this. I haven't been eating right, but that's bad for your head. And then being on social media itself, because it's so toxic. It's, you're here for the likes or nothing at all. It's a shame. It's a damn shame. And people gotta start taking life so seriously, guys. Life is meant to be enjoyed in the end. You do whatever the hell you want for the sake of enjoying your life. That's all it is. That's literally all it is, guys. Just take your time, enjoy your life. That's all you need to do. Surely you can't be that model that's, you know, on the cover of Playboy magazine or the top 1% of OnlyFans, or you can't be that dude who happens to star in a movie. Speaking of movies, the next Avatar movie is coming out soon. It's exciting. But at the same point, you gotta do what's good for you. It's good for your life. But also be happy for who you are. Be grateful for who you are. You know, we also have our desires and shit. We have our desires to be the person that we don't want to, for the person, we have these desires that we want to be a person that we're not. Like, I desire to be shredded, not have a gut, and have a six pack eventually. Oh, it'd be great. It's not gonna happen overnight. And it's okay to want what you want. Don't apologize for it. You know, you don't have to be ashamed for wanting what you want. Hey, I want to stop drinking so much. Okay, cool. Don't be ashamed for it. I want to, you know, not be uncomfortable around certain things. Okay, that's fine. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Don't be ashamed for who you want to be, or, you know, these, don't be ashamed for it. Because in the end, there's only one you. There's only one you. And one of the, this goes back to my point about social media being toxic. Social media has been designed to mess with our brains. And to think that, hey, this model or this actor with the great abs and the great ass are what the perfect body should be, or the perfect human being should be. And that's false. The perfect human being or the perfect body is whatever the hell you want it to be. If you want to be 350 pounds, but have great teeth or great ass, go for it. Be you. Do whatever the hell you want to do. If you desire to be, you know, a supermodel or a pro skater, terrible example, but, you know, a pro, actually, screw it, pro skater, who cares? If you want to be Tony Hawk from, if you want to be Tony Hawk 2.0, do it. Do whatever the hell you want to do. If you desire to quit smoking weed or quit doing cocaine,
do it.
Go do it. You have these, you know, these goals set in mind, then go do it. Go do something about it. Don't just sit there and be like, oh, it's never going to happen. Of course it's going to happen. You just got to put the work into it. You know, I have this goal set in mind that I want to get a new car eventually. I want to buy a house eventually. I want to, you know, have me and my girlfriend get a bigger place. I want to get married someday. Like, I want these goals, and yet they're just not going to happen overnight. You have to work for them. So what I've been doing was I've been trying to stay on top of my finances a lot more. I've been tracking my finances. I've been trying to, you know, go on the computer a lot more so I can see everything. I downloaded an app so I can see everything and where my money's going. I, you know, keeping track of the market. Hey, the housing market's going to crash soon. Be on top of that. I want to get into investing soon. I want to do this. Okay? You want to do something, go do it. I want to be clean more. You know, be clean as in clean, you know, my place of living. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, I want to be in charge of, you know, be on top of my paperwork or whatever the fuck. I want to be able to record podcasts more. Okay, do it. Go do it. I want to lose 50 pounds in a year. You know, by this time next year, I want to be, you know, under 200 pounds. Okay, you got to work for it. I got to work for it. Okay, you should do the same. You should absolutely do the same. But in the end, take your time, guys. Do not rush your goals, and certainly do not rush life. Let life grow from with you. Let life grow with you. Don't take life so seriously. Enjoy it while you can. Enjoy life while you can. In the sports world, back again, Dan Snyder might sell the Commanders / de facto Redskins after all. He hired Bank of America Securities for potential transactions with the team. Which means he's selling. Yay. Ain't that awesome. So, next up, Long Island's own MJF is going to win the AEW World Heavyweight title from Jon Moxley at Full Gear, and my body is ready. Long Island's own, from Plainview, New York, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Please. Because he's like one of AEW's homegrown guys and should win that title. Like, he's absolutely deserving of that title shot. Speaking of title shots, Logan Paul and Roman Reigns are set to collide at Crown Jewel this coming Saturday. For the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. They've ran out of ideas, have they, with Roman's challengers. I'm guessing they're going to milk Cody. Cody Rhodes is going to return to the Royal Rumble. He's going to win the match, but if he doesn't, who's going to challenge the Tribal Chief for the Undisputed title? No one knows. Maybe it's Bray Wyatt. Maybe it's Karrion Kross. Maybe CM Punk comes back. That'd be funny. CM Punk gets released from AEW and then returns to the Royal Rumble, wins the Rumble, challenges Roman Reigns for the world title for WrestleMania 39 in Los Angeles. That'd be hilarious. That'd be absolutely hilarious. Couple Seahawks topics, to say the least, and then we'll I owe a gigantic apology to Pete Carroll. I owe the biggest of apologies to Pete Carroll. Holy crap. I'm just... I can't. Because the Seahawks, as of right now, are 5-3. They lead the NFC West. Geno Smith is a Dark Horse MVP candidate. Denver, as of right now, owns the 7th pick in the draft. This is quite possibly the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Right at the same point, I reverse cursed the Seahawks because I just so happened to get the Seahawks tattooed on my bicep. Thank you, babe. The birthday present was the Seahawks tattoo, finally. Last year I got the Islanders logo, I cursed the Islanders. I will continue to make that joke that the Islanders were cursed because of me. Yay. This time, I guess I reverse jinxed it because I just so happened to get the tattoo like last month and they're 5-3. What is this bullshit? Pete Carroll is probably going to win Coach of the Year. The Seattle Seahawks are going to make the playoffs. The rest of their schedule, at Arizona, Tampa Bay, Raiders, at Rams, Panthers, 49ers, at Kansas City, Jets, Rams. They realistically can win 10 or 11 games. What the fuck? Just a short time ago, we were saying how Pete Carroll should be... I've been saying for Pete to be fired for 7 years. For 6 or 7 years, roughly. I've been calling for this man's job for what feels like 7 years. Russell Wilson is the most hated man in Seattle right now. He has become the John Tavares of the NFL, where you leave and the team gets and the team that you left is better off without you. Denver got fleeced by the Seahawks. You mortgaged your future for a dude who looks cooked. Let Russ cook. This man is cooked. He cannot play that offense. Pete Carroll was protecting Russell Wilson this whole fucking time. And I am enraged mad at Russ, because my point has been correct. If you really wanted to fucking win, you would have taken a gigantic freaking pay cut and you would have cooperated with this system. You would have cooperated with this team. You would have said, hey, I want to win Super Bowls. Okay, let's go do it. Give us $10 million. Make your salary under $20 million and we will talk. So we can sign better players. So instead you cannot request a fucking office and our practice facility for the quarterback. How much of a tool do you have to be? So yes, I owe a gigantic apology to Pete Carroll. Rightfully so. Man, that felt good to get off my chest. Because, good God, I am just in a very interesting mood, to say the least. No baseball, but the Phillies right now are probably going to win the World Series. So there are my thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for this episode of Time to BS. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 155th episode of this godforsaken program. I am Daniel Smooth. Thank you once again for tuning in. I hope to see you guys in the next, in this life, or a better one. We will see. Regardless, have a good one, guys.